Welcome to the wonderful world of reading. In this I Can Read story, Flat Stanley and the Lost Treasure, you will be going on a fun adventure. Are you ready to read? Here we go. Stanley Lambchop lived with his mother, his father, and his little brother Arthur. Stanley was 4 feet tall, about a foot wide, and half an inch thick. He had been flat ever since a bulletin board fell on him. Sometimes being flat was great, especially on trips. Stanley could fold himself up and get comfy anywhere. Stanley could roll himself up and catch a ride, too.
"I wouldn't mind a ride," grumbled Arthur.
But being flat on the beach was a pain in the neck, and the leg, and the arm.
"Ouch!" cried Stanley. "That's the third time I've been stepped on today."
Stanley brushed off the sand.
"Let's do something else," he said to Arthur. "Want to go snorkeling?"
"Sure,"
said Arthur.
"Stay in the cove," Mrs. Lambchop called.
"Okay,"
the boys agreed, pulling on their masks. Stanley splashed into the sea.
"Last one in is a rotten egg."
"No fair,"
said Arthur.
"You don't have to put on fins."
Stanley grinned.
"It's not my fault I have them built in."
Stanley's flat feet helped him swim faster than Arthur. But he didn't mind slowing down. There was so much to see. Stanley spotted a school of bright blue fish. Arthur pointed out a stingray.
"Hey, it's flat, like you,"
he tried to say. But it sounded like,
"Glub, glub, 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 glub."
A small silver dolphin zipped past Stanley. It whirled around and swam back, so close he could almost touch it. Swish! The dolphin.